When we talk about immigration, it's usually when we're talking about politics or law. But what about the jokes? Now, an edgy, not-for-kids cartoon on Fox is trying that approach. Border Town is about neighbors on opposite sides of the immigration issue. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco takes us into the show.
Border Town is set in the fictional Southwest desert town, Mexifornia. Bud Buchwald is a racist border patrol agent who lives there. He's a mixture of Homer Simpson and Archie Bunker, who's outsmarted by his roadrunner-like nemesis, an immigrant smuggler.
Viva Coyote!
Ahoy! Hank Azaria, a familiar voice from The Simpsons, plays Bud, a character who feels threatened.
I just don't know where a guy like me fits in anymore. It's like the Mexican has become the man, and I've become the Mexican.
Next door lives Ernesto Gonzalez, a Mexican immigrant who owns his own landscaping business.
Ugh, why couldn't immigration have stopped right after me? Hey, I just became a true American!
Both sides get skewered on this show, including Ernesto's liberal, college-educated son, JC. Mexifornia passes anti-immigration laws, and JC gets deported.
I'm not an immigrant. I was born here.
If you were born here, who won the WNBA championship last year?
The Phoenix Mercury?
No American would know that. You're coming with me.
This show is great. It's hilarious, ridiculing the hate that's out there and our broken immigration system.
Lalo Alcaraz has a weekly syndicated comic strip, La Cucaracha, which, like Border Town, both celebrates and lampoons Mexican-American culture. He was recruited to write and consult for Border Town, along with his friend Gustavo Arellano, author of the satirical column and book, Ask a Mexican.
This is not stuff that we make up. This is ripped straight from the headlines.
Let's build the wall.
In the show, Mexifornia residents build a wall to keep out immigrants, putting Border Patrol agent Bud out of a job. To make money, he begins smuggling in Mexicans through a tunnel.
Welcome to America. You may ruin our country, but our country will ruin your children.
The smuggling competition angers drug lord Pablo Barracuda, a character reminiscent of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The real-life outlaw escaped prison via a tunnel. Pure coincidence, he was recaptured 2 days before that episode aired. In the Border Town writers' room, Arellano and Alcaraz pitch satirical storylines and jokes from their own experiences, like crossing to Tijuana for cheap medicine. Alcaraz suggested cliché details for the Gonzalez home.
Plastic-covered couches, tortilleria calendar 10 years out of date.
So far, Border Town's ratings have been low, but the show has a lot of Latino fans on social media. Arellano says they've heard very little from the right.
I don't think they're seeing this show, or if they do, they like the politically incorrect humor, and they like that we take on both sides equally. And then on the left, you have people who think, why is this on right now? At a time where families are being deported, at a time where Donald Trump is spewing his racist rhetoric, this is not the time for comedy. But my response would be, now more than ever.
Nothing and no one is spared on Border Town. Not homophobia, not political correctness, not even the Pope.
Don't make me use the Pope, Chunkla.
The new episode on Sunday tackles American football and football. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.